NASH Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inns and Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the NASH Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special NASH Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Welcome to NASH Next, The Journey. This 10-part podcast series is following NASH Next 2016 winner Todd O'Neill's road to his first record release on a major label, to hearing that song on the radio, and we're learning about what life is like for an emerging country star. Hi there, my name is Robert Mathers, and I'm one of the producers of the NASH Next program. On the last episode, I told you how NASH Next 2016 came to be and what we were looking for. On this episode, we're going to rewind a little bit, let Todd start at the beginning. In southeastern Louisiana, about an hour's drive from Lafayette, Baton Rouge, or New Orleans, is a city founded in 1818 by a Swede named Peter of Hammerdal, Americanized to Hammond. Like many places in the Deep South, this city of 20,000 has a deep, rich history, and is the home of Southeastern Louisiana University, which, according to Louisiana tourism folks, is the fastest growing university in the nation. Hammond has everything you'd want to find in a small southern burg: great scenery, great food, and a nice tight-knit community filled with people who are proud of where they grew up.
Love our culture, love our heritage, our food, and most of all, our music. We have some of the best music in such a wide variety of music. You know, it's a melting pot state is what it's called, basically. Louisiana is just like a good gumbo, man. It's got a little bit of everything in it. It's got the Cajun, the Zydeco, the blues, the jazz, country music. You can find just about every genre in my home state.
Now, let me put some of what Todd said in perspective. Here's just a taste of some of the musicians who have come out of the great state of Louisiana.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
It's part of mine. Could never see. But everybody.
Walking down through the woods. Yeah, the first time I met the blue. Don't you know I was walking down.
Whisper on a stream doesn't change a thing. Don't bring you back. Blue on black.
Let's you gonna miss me when I'm gone.
In the middle of all this musical gumbo was a family started by two hardworking people.
Let me tell you, man, my family, I come from a big family. I'm the baby of four. And my house was kind of crazy at times, but my dad passed away in 06, but he was a tugboat captain, crew boat captain, military guy. He served 3 terms in Vietnam, and he learned to run river boats up and down the rivers and creeks, I guess, in Vietnam. And when he came home, they basically assigned him work right out of Vietnam, and he took off with that and did it for 30 plus years, you know. One of the hardest working guys I've ever known. My mom, she's been in law enforcement. She was in law enforcement for, probably 20 years. She did the dispatching, you know. She would get on the radio and, you know, car 54, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, she's retired now and, you know, kind of takes it easy. And
Todd's family is close, and as the youngest, he had help from his older siblings.
You know, I'm the smartest of the four.
Oh, okay.
Because of their mistakes, right?
Right.
No, I'm kidding. I look up to my big brothers, and my big sister is like a second mom to me. And, you know, it's... I got my tail whipped a lot because my sister is 10 years older than me. My brother, my brother down from there is 9 years older than me.
Okay.
So when my parents were working, they were playing the mom and dad role. And, you know, if I did something stupid, I knew about it.
So Todd grew up about an hour's drive from the capital of Louisiana, Baton Rouge, and also about an hour's drive from one of the coolest cities on the planet, New Orleans. But there wasn't always a ton of entertainment options in Hammond. So his family created a very inspiring environment for an aspiring singer.
It was always filled with music. You know, we lived so far out in the country, we didn't have TV. Now, this is early. I'm 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. And we all had either tape decks or record players. You know, I can remember a record player in the front room playing anything from Otis Redding to Huey Lewis in the News, or Wet Willie. My dad was a huge doo-wop fan, so anything Motown doo-wop was playing in the front room. So I had all this music coming at me. And I could remember, I was probably about 3 years old, and I could remember taking the popcorn maker off the chimney, off the fireplace, mm-hmm. if you remember those, and pretending it was a guitar and singing, you know, Huey Lewis songs. I was obsessed with Huey Lewis back then.
They say the heart of rock and roll is competing, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the other may be barely breathing, but the heart of rock and roll, heart of rock and roll is competing.
Now, being 3 years old, I mean, what three-year-old knows Huey Lewis at the time? But so I had all this music coming at me, and I can remember the first time I heard Merle Haggard, you know, that Mama Tried and all that old good stuff. I mean, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I knew that this is what I'm going to do.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me.
So if you are an older brother or sister, or you have older brothers or sisters, you know that they can be a direct conduit for the type of music you get into. Todd's siblings were no different. They provided him with a wide variety of musical genres for him to discover.
My dad was, you know, the more... I love Otis Redding. Anything Otis Redding, Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, I blame that on my dad. Now, my oldest brother, Jason, he's the huge classic country influence in my life. He always brought me stuff like Conway Twitty, Merle Haggard, and far back as Jim Reeves, Marty Robbins, you know, just all that old classic country. My sister was pop. You know, she loved Madonna. And I can remember her torturing me at night, singing to her hairbrush, you know, just kind of karaoke in the in the house at night. But my brother Sean, he listened to the new country. So we had a little bit of everything going on in the house.
Todd has all this music swirling around in his head. You could basically say that by the time he got to high school, Todd was marching to the beat of his own drummer.
I was a big nerd in high school. Nobody really wanted to hang out with me. I had like one friend, Jeff Dukes, who wanted to hang out with me because he was a nerd too, I guess. Poor fella. But, you know, I dressed the way I wanted to. I didn't dress hip. I didn't dress what I thought was in. I wore Wranglers and dusters. You know, I was I was into the Wyatt Earp thing.
Sure.
You know, when that movie came out, Tombstone, I just wanted to be a cowboy, man. I really did. I wanted to dress, act, walk like Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday, and kids just didn't get that. So I was a nerd up until about junior or senior year. And I think it's because they assigned us uniforms to wear. I didn't have to worry about what I was wearing at the time. I just threw on the khakis and the polo and went to school. And I think kids started to learn who I was as a person and accept me. And my senior year, man, I felt like I was on top of the world. I was class president and class clown the same year, you know, and kind of was just learning who I was myself.
Part of learning who you are always means getting out and exploring. So this is what Todd did.
I was so shy up until I was about 15, 16 years old. And then I started reaching out and singing a little karaoke here. And I sang at a couple of school talent functions and talent shows and started easing out of the shell around 15, 16 years old.
All right. Let's take a quick break and thank our sponsor. Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. While country artists take the stage at Nash Next Live, Country Inns and Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com/military. If this podcast will teach you anything, besides the fact that hard work and talent are necessary to get where you want to go, remember that timing also plays a significant part of you achieving your dreams. As Todd was getting out of high school, he hooked up with a local band as a roadie.
Basically, I was a roadie for a band at about 17, 18 years old. I don't think I'd come out of my shell yet. And I was a bit shy. Well, one day I was working in my hometown with the band, Big Cat Daddy. They were called Big Cat Daddy. I thought it was an odd name, but the guys were great. And we were working in my hometown, and the lead singer, Scott Fesky, basically pointed me out and said, "We want to thank our roadie for helping us out," and da da da. Well, one of my cousins or something said, "You should hear this guy sing. Make Todd sing." And Scott looks at me and he says, "Man, do you sing?" And I'm like, I was too shy to get it rolling. But I got up and sang "Here's a Quarter" by Travis Tritt.
"Don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares."
And it was all over with from there, man. I was hooked. It was like an addiction from then on. I had to be on stage. I had to be, just doing something with music from then on.
Here's another life lesson. If you're asked to come up and sing, do it. Take the chance. You never know. You may get asked to come back again. You may even find yourself as part of the group.
Eventually, they asked me to join the band and help front and help sing, you know, half the night. It slowly evolved from Big Cat Daddy to Big Cat Daddy featuring Todd O'Neill to Todd O'Neill and Big Cat Daddy to Todd O'Neill Band. So it was like a slow evolution, I guess you would say.
As that evolution went on, for a while, Todd did what most artists starting out do. He had some day jobs.
At the time, I was working for a freight company, doing that, and I did that for a little while. And I drove for a refrigeration company out of Hammond, Louisiana. Did some deliveries for them. But I have been really, really fortunate enough to be able to play music and make a living. So I've kind of been that weekend warrior, you know, but for the past, I'd say 10, 12 years, I've been really just playing music for a living. So I've been blessed.
You know, they say the Lord works in mysterious ways. Imagine you have this dream of being a musician. You're singing along to the radio, soaking up all the music you can find, and then you realize you also want to play the guitar.
My preacher lived next door. I was driving trucks at the time. I was 18, 19 years old. I was yard hostling trucks and, you know, moving the trailers around to the dock and stuff like that for a freight company. On the weekends, I would go and do the Big Cat Daddy thing and sing. Well, my preacher, Andy Stafford, played guitar and he lived next door to me. And he said, Todd, have you ever thought about playing? I said, well, man, I don't know anything about instruments or guitars or anything like that. He said, well, I don't know much either, but I'll show you what I do know. And if you want to buy a guitar, I've got this old one. I just got a new one. If you want to buy it, you're more than welcome. So he sold me my first guitar. It was a little cheap Ibanez acoustic. And so I went, and he showed me a couple things, but I can remember going to Hobby Lobby and buying a guitar chord chart. You know, this is one, this is two, three, four. That's where you place your fingers. And I started teaching myself chords and, you know, begging guitar players and stuff like that to show me a few things along the way. And I'm not an excellent guitar player. I get by as best as I can. But when I've got a band behind me, I put that thing down and I try to front the band.
Todd O'Neill has such a powerful and unique voice. And as I said on the last episode, watching him perform at the Nash Next finale, well, he had everyone focused on that performance. Danielle Bradbury was so amazed that she made his voice, his vocal ability, as the centerpiece of her very positive comments. So I asked Todd how he found his voice.
You know, man, that took me a long time because I've always listened to what I hear on the radio and I would try to emulate whoever I was covering. You know, if I was covering George Strait, I'd want to emulate what he did, or Travis Tritt, same thing. And it took me a while to really figure out what my voice was, you know, who I am as an artist, and you know, that came later on when I started recording my own music. And even then, I wasn't there. I feel like, you know, with the past few projects that I've done, I've really started to hone in who I am as a vocalist, as an artist.
In preparation for this episode, I did a search of the local southeastern Louisiana newspapers and gig sites for past articles about Todd. I was specifically looking for listings of how many dates he and his band play in a year. I lost count. On average, they work almost every weekend. Almost every day. They've played everywhere from New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and that's even before he got to Nash Next. In fact, if you were to go to his site right now, ToddO'NeillMusic.com, you'd see that he has almost 20 dates booked in just the next few weeks alone.
I busted my tail to get where I'm at, you know, even on a local or regional level at the time, you know, and just hitting the nightclubs, hitting the casinos, you know, barrooms, weddings, bar mitzvahs, anybody that'll hire the band, you know, we're there.
Booking that many gigs takes a team, and Todd has an amazing manager. So I asked Barbara how she met Todd.
Todd was singing acoustically at a Mexican restaurant, and I heard him singing "He Will Tell You."
which is one of the finer dining spots in Hammond, Louisiana.
Yes. He will tell you that I walked up to him and said, if you want to be a star, you need to come see me. But that is not what I said, although that is my personality to say things like that. But I didn't say that. I just said, if you want to ever record something, come see me and I'll help you. And so from then, we just kind of started working together. That was 12 years ago.
I couldn't ask for a better support system back home. Everybody's super excited. Everybody is anticipating the single, of course, and just proud of me. Everybody tells me all the time, you know, Todd, we're so proud of you. And that's the best thing to hear, is that you deserve this. You have worked your tail off. You deserve everything you got coming to you. So that's the best part about it. I mean, what else would you want to hear?
We should all be so lucky. Well, that'll do it for this episode. On the next episode of Nash Next The Journey, Todd will take us through his Nash Next experience.
From the time Nash Next announced everybody's name, I toured. My Google search was burning up, and I was trying to find out every little thing about everybody that was in the contest.
Todd O'Neill's first major release, Love Again, will drop on Friday, April 14th. And on the next episode, we'll tell you more about where you can hear it. If you want to see Todd perform live, and I highly recommend that you do, head over to toddoneillmusic.com or follow him on Twitter at toddoneillmusic. This episode of Nash Next, The Journey, was written and produced by me with help from Charlie Cook. You can subscribe to this podcast in the iTunes Store or wherever you consume podcasts. You can find Nash Next on Twitter at Nash Next and Facebook at facebook.com/NashNextCountry or our website, NashNextPresents.com. I'm Robert Mathers. Thanks for listening.